Tafkimu b'dor zeh. Okay. So, trying to see how what we learned before, how that applies dafka to this generation. Haklal oilem idvareinu, hu shafia emunas ha-yesoides va-besisis, anachnu shlichim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba-am hazeh. First thing we set up to now is that we are the shlichim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. We are to Megala Kovet Shemaim in this world. We are agents. Vayinach ha-chovim v'na HaKadosh Baruch Hu g'shlich ha-mishtalech v'noise nafshe b'shlichusay kedai l'mole oitonu kuroi. Oito kuroi. And there's nothing more precious by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the agent who goes about trying to faithfully fulfill his purpose like the way he's supposed to. Zumafteh Godel Lahavin Ulagir Lashkofen Lachoina. That is the key, the great key to understand and arrive at the correct Hashkofer, Shetisailan of a cold tzad v'shol b'chayeinu, that will assist us and escort us in every tzad, every aspect, in every way we go through our lives. He gam tesailanu likadem b'nesiv hayusurim shebo aleinu lavur. It will also help us to be able to overcome the difficulties of the yusurim that we have to overcome. Shara einecha adam she'enu oi v'shah sevel v'yusurim bo'inom. Because you won't find anyone in this world who's not going to suffer and have to carry a load and going to have to go through terrible challenges. V'amnam v'seifa yosha m'chus v'enu tam ha'ilam azeh m'chainu l'noivei ha'talois. What does that mean? How do you translate it in English? An English one here. Somebody got a copy of the English? I don't know if I can use it. These are for sale.
What's the word?
Yeah, it's the whole bit. That's what we say for the English. We have to look it up. Kol Shekei, it's not just the word, it's the play on words that he's using here. Last paragraph. Tafkeinu b'dor zeh, the purpose of this generation. It's right at the end of Perek Dalet. You got the English there, Yaakov?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, excellent.
It's in bold and quote.
The first paragraph in the last section on Perek Dalet. If you need, I'll find it. No. The home of tribulations. Okay, so Rebbeinu Tam calls this world a world, the home of tribulations. What's Olam Hazeh? The home of tribulations. Kol Shekein Shamurim Dvorim Eilu Klapei Doreinu. How much more so we can say this about our generation? The generation that will greet Mashiach. That's not what Ikfas in the Mashiach means, by the way. Ikfas in the Mashiach doesn't mean that you can hear in Mashiach's footsteps. That's how people usually understand it. Why is it called in the heels of Mashiach? Ikfa, Ekev is the heel. The heels of Mashiach, why is it called Ikfas in the Mashiach? So people think it means because you can hear the, you know, the pitter-patter, you know, you can hear Mashiach's little footsteps. It means we're right at the bottom of the system. The system follows the shape of a human form. Yeah? Not going into all the details now. But the avos were the head, and as you go lower and lower down the system, until eventually you get to, time also follows this pattern, you get to the bottom of the foot, that's where we are. We're the bottom of the foot, that's what Ikfas in the Mashiach means. The last generation before the system flips back to the top again. That's this generation. You heard the voice about this? There's only one thing that stimulates the foot, the tickling. It's the only thing that gets the foot activated. Yeah, you can stand on cigarettes, you can, it doesn't touch you. The bottom of the foot is dead. It's already, there's dead skin there already, there's parts of death already in the heel. That's who we are. Ikfas in the Mashiach, the generation, the heel of the generation. It's going to be that generation that greets Mashiach. Reishis Aleinu Nadar. First we have to know Kikoyes Hamashelach B'Shliach. First thing you have to know, and you've got to get this into your kishkas, you've got to drill this into you very, very deep, is you have all the power of the person who sent you out on this mission. The halacha is Koyach Hamashelach B'Shliach. The Shliach, the agent, has all the power of the principal, the person that sent him out. If Hakadosh Baruch Hu amid atanim ben Yisrael zeh arei hu hamashalech v'noisim lanu koyches al anushim la'omid ben Yisrael, if it's Hakadosh Baruch Hu that sent us out on this mission, so we have all the koyach that Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave us that he himself has to be ma'amid ben Yisrael. Shlichus hu noises tafkid miyuchad shemiyom bor Hashem Adam al haaretz v'adiyas Mashiach tzidkenu v'bo aleinu lo haya v'lo yeh shum Adam v'olim shayach lebetzer shlichus hu. The first thing you have to know is that from the time Hakadosh Baruch Hu created the world until Sof Kol HaDoros, there's going to be nobody, was nobody, and will not be anybody who could do this job that you've been given. It's the first thing you have to know. You're unique and you have a unique job, and if you don't do it, it's never going to get done because no one else can do it. It's the first thing we have to realize. It's very hard when you live in a world with billions of people, and there's billions of things going on, and everybody looks like he's got the same job. You have to know that it's not true. The same as every Jew represents a letter in the Sefer Torah. If one of those Sefer Torahs, one of those letters is missing, or it's not missing but it's in the wrong place, or even if it's not written correctly, the whole Sefer Torah is possible. The whole tafkid, the whole purpose of the Bria is not going to be fulfilled. You have to know that you have a unique mission in this world that if you don't do it, it's never going to be done. If you don't do it, the whole system is possible. It's quite a big responsibility. Okay. More than that. If you don't do what you're supposed to do, the world is not going to come to fruition. You're holding up the whole purpose of creation. We don't know. You have to know, that's the MS. How will Hashem get you to eventually fulfill your purpose? Fine, Hashem's got ways, Hashem's got a good businessman. He never started this business to go bankrupt. Eventually, everyone's going to do what they're supposed to do. But we at least have to go looking for it.
But if someone in all the generations along the line up to us, if they messed up somewhere along the line, and what difference does it make if we fulfill our purpose or not?
Because you could be in the shomer that's come back, that messed up, you've got to come back and get it right. That's what I said, we don't understand Cheshbon HaShemayim. How Hashem is going to make sure that his business eventually does what it's supposed to do, that's Hashem's business. We're coming to the next chapter that's going to deal with this question a little bit. We'll see when we get there. It's a very dangerous, difficult sugya. Very, very difficult sugya. But you have to know that if you're having a difficult time, you're going through difficult nisoinus, it's your unique tafkid in the world to withstand those nisoinus, and you have the koyach. Because if a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to be matzliach, will you be matzliach? We settle for mediocrity because we think that we have only our own power to rely on. Well, I have a look at me, I see what my strengths are, I see what my weaknesses are, and based on that I make a decision about what I can achieve. It's usually pretty, not that much. But if you stop and you say, hold on a second, I'm here on a mission, I work for Hashem, I've got a business account. You book into a hotel, right, on your own account. Well, you know how much money you got in the bank, you know how much fun you can have in the hotel. Whatever, do you got what are they called, business accounts? You work for a company, the company says, whatever you want, just put on our account. Oh, you go in there, you take over the hotel. We've got a business account. You're walking around with a Shem's credit card. You can charge as much as you want. You want to change the world. You want to help the Jews. You want to do something. So who are you relying on? Yourself? Okay, so you'll be a little, two battery, pen light battery. That's what you'll be, because that's all the koyach you have. But if you plug into a Shem's generator, you could be mamush, one of these like 500 million watt halogen bulbs. No, I can't do that. You're right, you can't on your own. But if Hashem works with you, this is why it's too big for you. You're right, it's too big for you. Hashem designed it. How'd you get out of the mess? Well, get the guy who designed it to help you out. Speak to Hashem. He wants you to be matzliach. He wants you to be matzliach more than you want to be matzliach. So why don't you get him on your side? You need protector. So speak to the guy with all the protector. That's Hashem. Hashem's Masa. Partially, you have to just think about it. Automatically, a person has to think. Am I the time keeper yesterday? You're on time keeping. Okay, good. No injury time today. Loi lo lo hayis nimtza b'matzav ze haylo yosef toiv. A person should never think that if I wasn't in this situation, it would be better. Oh, hey, why have I got this problem? If I didn't have this problem, life would be much better. שהאדם נברא יחידי, ובעולם הפרטי שלו זהו המצב הטוב ביוס עבורי. Because a person was born and built and created yechidi, unique, and therefore this unique situation that he is the best possible thing for him. So you don't think, you ask somebody, how's it going? You know, it could be better. It's not true. It's sheker. It couldn't be better. We ask people, no, what's going to be like? No, yeah, top, it'll be good. I mean, now it's not good. You're relying on Hashem to make it better tomorrow. So why can't he make it good now? The posh is kfir. That's not Torah Tashkofa. Torah Tashkofa is everything that Hashem is doing now. And he ma'amin be'em and Hashleim. Hashem bo'is bo'ch shmoy hu bo'yu ma'anig le'kol ha'brim. He's doing care of everything. V'hu levado oisav oisav yase le'kol ha'asim. He's doing everything. If he's doing it, it can be bad. It's the basic foundation of Tashkofa. If it's coming from a kosh bo'ch, it must be good. Okay, that's the deal. Where I'm groveling around, I'm getting cross with this one, and I'm upset with the milkman, and I'm cross with this one, and I'm... Okay, we're having problems with it, but at least Tashkofa intellectually has to be clear. Kamo ba'olam hazeh einenu ele shlichim asher hufkado b'yadeinu shlichus miyuchad. All we are is agents, and Hashem gave us a unique job to do, and He gave us the kelim to do it. Elenu ba'al habatim shel shum davar. We're not the boss here. We're not the boss. This is not our world. Hashem gave the world. He created the world. It's His world, and He gave us a job to do. Lo al kaspeinu, we're not the bosses of our money. Lo al briyoteinu, v'lo al yiladeinu. We're not the boss of our panasa, we're not the boss in our health, we're not the boss in our children. Obviously, you have to live normally, you have to make the normally standards that the Torah requires of you. You can't say, well, I'm not the boss of my panasa, so I'll just squander my money. No, you're not allowed to give more than 20% of your money away. You don't have stock. The Torah governs how you've got to look after your health, you've got to eat properly, you've got to take down all those things. Yeah, you've got to bring up your children as though they are your children, but at the end of the day, you have to know it's nothing to do with you. Kol ha'dvarim halalu nikne b'yadeinu k'keilim u'p'gudoinos b'ilvad k'day shal yodam noichel levaseh eshtuchos v'oidom. Hashem gave us all these things in order that we should fulfill our shlichus in the world. V'dafka elu nitzrichim lanu v'lo keilim achelu. And it's exactly this what you need and nothing else. It means what you have now, you have everything you need in order to do the Ratzon Hashem. I always ask guys, when do you think Hashem wants you to start serving Him? Guys are sitting here, this is not good and I can't learn and my davening is not good. And okay, fine. Assuming you're right. Assuming your learning is not what it's supposed to be, your davening is not what it's supposed to be. Nothing's what it's supposed to be right. So when does Hashem want you to start serving Him? When do you become an Eved Hashem? When does Hashem want you to start keeping the Torah? No? Now! Yeah, but now I'm not. Yeah, so you, with all your broken pieces, with all your whatever's wrong, go and serve Hashem. What's the problem? Fix yourself up eventually, slowly, slowly you'll get there. But when are you going to wait until you're perfect and then you'll serve Hashem? The ikavoyim of Hashem, yismach leiv mevakshe Hashem. Someone who's looking for Hashem has to be yismach leiv. Why don't say yismach leiv, he who found Hashem? Why yismach leiv mevakshe Hashem? Why are you so happy? Yeah, because I'm looking for my shoes. You get happy when you find your shoes that you're looking for. Yeah. So what's the tafkid of a person in this world? Is to be looking for Hashem. Not to find Him. You'll find Him eventually. Yeah, but yismach leiv mevakshe Hashem. Why we walk around miserable? Every day you wake up, you're trying to find Hashem, you're trying to understand more of Him, you're struggling, you're battling, you don't understand what He wants from you. The world's pitch black, you don't understand, you're getting clapped out for no reason. And yismach leiv mevakshe Hashem. That's part of searching for what Hashem wants from here. And we walk around miserable and darkened because we haven't got all the answers. Yeah. L'chein alalu l'puzel ha'chutza or l'tzapas l'dvarim sh'inim mi'chutz l'olamayinu. Therefore, you don't have to go looking around outside for anything to make you feel better or to solve your problems or to help you. Everything you have, everything you need, you've got. Don't go looking and finding quick fixes and finding all the other stuff. You've got everything you need. Tafkidein hu echad v'yichud v'yochid. Everything, your purpose is very, very straightforward. Lebatel et ritzoneinu v'shifoseinu ha'ishim klape rotzon Hashem. You know what your mission statement is? Everyone's got to go design his own mission statement. I'm not saying not. But just as a sort of generic something to work towards, what's our job? Is to nullify our ritzoneus and our shi'ifas, our personal ritzoneus and shi'ifas, klape rotzon Hashem. When your personal returns and shi'ifas are in line with Ratzon Hashem, obviously, those are the ones you want to involve and strengthen. Don't become No one's saying lobotomize yourself, you know, do a brain, what do they call it, like fry your brain, kill your brain. Oh, I don't have a desire, I don't have a Ratzon, I don't have anything, Hashem, whatever you want. That's not how we see great people functioning. Jews that are well versed in Torah have opinions, they're not jellyfish, they've got backbones, they know what they know, and they go for it. But that's only when it's aligned with Ratzon Hashem. You take my personal desire over here. What's my personal desire? My personal desire is to do X. What's the Ratzon Hashem? The Ratzon Hashem is to do Y. So you have to mekarev your Ratzon to Hashem's Ratzon. Until eventually you're able to mevatel it. And I didn't saw it, Nafsheni, Bibitsush, Lichusena, Ad, Nishmasena, Achreina, Ad Shetoshu, Vaneshe, Al Mesholcho. We have to be Moise Nefesh, that doesn't mean sacrifice. The Moise Nefesh, you keep transferring yourself to higher and higher places in order to fulfill our purpose in this world until the very last breath. And then you give the Neshama back to the person who sent you out on the mission, person. It's Hashem. As negir loyim to kulu toye, then you'll come to the world that's kulu toye. V'nigla ki kol regel shul yisirim ayim adukta kachuta sara. Then you'll understand that every bit of suffering, everything you went through, was exactly perfectly measured. Negala she yisirim zichuchu otanu va'avi otanu ela tachliseinu. You'll understand that all the suffering, all the difficulties you went through, brought us exactly to the purpose. Ba'oyisasha nike b'matana niflazu. At that moment, you'll understand everything. Like the brothers did, when Yosef said, Ani Yosef, they understood everything while they'd been through the last 22 years. In that flashing moment, in that lightning bolt of Ani Yosef, everything made perfect sense to them in a split second. Go learn that sugya very well. Well worth understanding. That's the seed of Mashiach. Ani Yosef is exactly what's going to be like when Mashiach comes. V'kein, v'kach amnam pirshu b'sforim ha-kadosh metaphorsu, ad yimol eschot pinu. In Shemas we say, "Oz yimolus chok pinu." Then our mouths will be filled with laughter. Kasher yegalan al kol boch umayat tapkit shol kol rega v'kol shnir shol tzar ba'olam hazeh nischok al atzmeinu. We'll laugh at ourselves when you suddenly understand how everything was exactly perfectly what was necessary. You have a good giggle at yourself. Lo navi madur ba'olam hazeh haynu kawasim meririm umetusaklim mina yisurim. You won't understand why you were so upset and angry at fighting with Hashem when he was doing everything to you, because you'll realize then how everything Hashem did to you was exactly what was going on, the incredible dveikas you have in Olam Shekulu Toif. To be zeichet to have a gilu b'mheira b'yameinu. Okay, the next chapter is very important. He goes to be discussing why, since suffering seems to be so important and so good, we shouldn't go looking for it. Why don't we just give up all our physical attainments, give everything, live in abject poverty, starve, dafka? Go make yourself into an interesting, obvious question that you have. If the suffering and that's also good, and that's what's going to bring me to Lama Bar, let's go look for it. Let's go roll in the snow in the middle of winter, like some of the greats used to do. Okay, to be continued.